Okay, so now let's turn to testing and tracking. I think this is very important, not only for your community, but just in general, to always be beating yourself and knowing exactly what's going on, because or else it's just speculation. It's just opinion. You think you do something and it's supposed to increase sales because maybe somebody tells you so, or because you bought this new gadget, or maybe you bought some leads from somewhere and just sales are automatically supposed to go up, or more users are automatically supposed to be coming to your site, or people are automatically supposed to click this particular link. Well, I'm going to show you how to be in the know and just kind of a really honest over the shoulder look at what I use. Nothing more than that. So in my testing or tracking, here's the tools I use. First of all, I use Google Website Optimizer. I use Google cross-channel tracking. I enjoy that. I use Google Analytics. Notice my first three are Google. They're taking over the world, I tell you. Then I go to One Shopping Cart's AB ad tracker, and I'll explain what that means. I use Crazy Egg for click tracking. I use AssociTrack for affiliate program and some other functions as well outside of the affiliate program. And I use Timpani, also known as LivePerson, for some live tracking. So I'm going to go through each of these and kind of give you an idea of how I specifically use them, how they apply to my business in general and the community. First of all, Google's Website Optimizer, it's multivariate testing. So in contrast to A-B testing, where I'm going to show you, A-B testing, put in layman's term, is generally you're basically testing two different pages. So your visitors are going to one link. Half of them are seeing A. The other half are seeing B. Now, the difference in these may be a different headline. Maybe A has a certain appeal to it in its headline. Maybe it's appealing more to emotion. Maybe this one's appealing more to logic or saving money, or, you know, whatever your offer is, or whatever the call to action, whatever you're trying to get them to do. These are different pages. You're trying to test the results that occur from these two different options. That's A-B. Multivariate is different because it lets you test several elements at once. Whereas in A-B split testing, where you're only supposed to, you know, do one at a time, and it's longer because after you finish testing this, then you're going to test a different element and try to beat your control. Your control is the current winner, if you will. Okay, so in multivariate testing, all at the same time, you may have a different headline with a different image, with a different call to action down here, you know, all of this in one page, and all of these are like rotating. So one user is seeing one headline with one image, another user seeing the same headline with a different image, another user seeing the original image with a new headline, another user seeing this call to action with this original with this new. So do you get the point? It's almost like that factorial stuff in mathematics. I don't understand it, but I mean, if you got two headlines times two pictures times, you know, two call to actions, what is that? Two times two is four. So you have eight different combinations that users can see. So you're not only doing A, B, or, you know, one or the other, you know, people are seeing virtually eight different combinations. And then you're trying to see which combination of the headline works with which combination of the image, which works with which combination of the call to action. Because sometimes this headline can be the winner separately, but only works well with a certain kind of image, and only works well, you know, so when you put them together synergistically, the combining of them together collectively is better than them separately. That's the only reason why one combination you take over another is when you put them together, conversion skyrocket. Now, conversions to you could be sale of your product if you're in the real internet marketing side of it, or it can be signups to your community. You know, so you can be constantly testing your sign up page. Maybe is it bullet points on the left side or right side? You know, that's more of a visual kind of thing. Or is it a particular bullet point you need to put on top that generally gets their attention? Is there a certain kind of headline? Maybe it's the size of the headline. Maybe it's the color of the headline. Maybe it's the background of the site. Maybe it's what you're saying. Maybe it's the user images you're using on the sign up page. Maybe you should try, you know, all females. Maybe you should try all males. Maybe you should try a mixture of the two. There's so many things you can try. And to be honest, it does start with speculation. I mean, many of my tests have come, you know, or I'll see somebody else do it and I want to see for myself if it's true. But a lot of my tests will come from, I wonder if this would work. So I add it to my little checklist, you know, my little clipboard. And when I can get to it in my next test, okay, if my control piece wins, well, we need to go back to the drawing board, because whatever I tried to change didn't beat my control, which was the previous winner. And my new thing wins, it becomes a control, right? Now I try to beat it with something else. So multivariate testing allows me to do that, and it's free. And here's an example of something that I'm testing. I'm actually going to let you see it. So here's a page of mines I currently have being tested under Google's website optimizer. It's hearandplay.com/Google Leads. Now notice here, it's a squeeze page. And, you know, I have inside this side, I have my logo here. I have a headline here. I have like an info box with bullet points here. I have a call to action, opt-in form, and then the Better Business Bureau. So all of these different elements I'm testing all at the same time. Now, because of cookies, and I'm sure you guys understand cookies. If not, they're these little things that store information on your system. Now, cookie is placed, so every time I return to this page, even if I refresh, I'm always going to see the same combination. So if I'm testing 8 combinations or 12 combinations or 16 combinations, whatever that person gets, as long as they don't delete cookies, and most people don't. That's a more of a savvy kind of thing, a techie kind of thing. But, you know, general people do it sometimes. I'll do it, but I'll go days without doing it, depending on, because I'm testing things and I want to see a refresh version. But they'll get the same version. See, I'm still refreshing. I'm getting the same version. Now, just to prove to you that I do multivariate tests, because many people say it, but they don't practice what they preach. Let me delete cookies and then refresh, and you should see a different version. See, it took away. So obviously one of my combinations that I'm testing, or one of my elements, is the squeeze page without the little info box. And, you know, I'll get results to see if that helped or hurt. You know, if I delete cookies again and refresh, because when you delete cookies, it doesn't know that you've had a previous version. Now I get that same one that we saw in the beginning, I believe, but with a red headline. You see the power of this? So right away, just from, and I have a team that tests all kinds of different things, just from looking at 3 versions of this, looks like I'm testing black versus red headline, info area versus no info area, and I'm sure I'm testing something down here. So let me delete cookies again and see if we can get a different version down here. Okay, I don't know what this one is. A bigger inside this site. I don't know. Maybe I saw a little bug right here. It's coming down here. I don't know if it's because of my font size. Oh, okay. I accidentally changed my font size, which is good to know how your site looks when people go up here and maybe they have that big, huge writing because maybe they can't see or something. But that's let me see if I can get another version just to see one last version to give you an idea. Red. I know something down here that I do differently. It could be a nuance with the free instant access, or maybe it's the Better Business Bureau or no Better Business Bureau. But generally I'm doing 8 combinations. So when you do 2 of these times 2 of these times something down here, generally, sometimes I'm doing 4 elements. Sometimes I'm doing background. So that gives you an idea of multivariate testing. You know, same thing on the community page when they go to sign up. You know, it's different elements here. So, you know, you can be putting this on multivariate testing, changing the headline versus the different bullet points versus whether this is working, whether these help, whether these should be up here, you know, even on the sign up page. Okay. Whether this should be bigger, whether this should be a different color. Do these help? Do photos need to be on this site? So there's so many different elements to test that you can go forever testing different elements, especially multivariate testing, because you can get a lot done in little time. I like Google because they even tell you when to end. They have all this advanced stats and all this kind of stuff and level of error, and it gives you all these, you know, it really gives you a good idea of what you're doing, and they really explain it to you. You can go through tutorials, Flash. They educate their users just like I'm talking about here. And it really, really a useful tool for it to be free, to be honest. Now, let me explain. I just gave you kind of the behind the scenes of that particular lead page, and I showed you different examples. I refreshed cookies live on the spot. But this page currently gets a 40% conversion rate, the one that I was showing you here, this particular version of it. And I'll show you a screenshot on the next page that really gives you the nitty gritty, but we're always multivariate testing it. So you may get one of eight combinations, which also brings up another point. If you're going to some guru's site and you think that if you copy it or model it, that, you know, you'll automatically be successful, you never know. If they're testing like they say they test, you could be getting their worst combination. You could be getting something that they're, you know, sacrificing profits for just to see if it works. What if it bombs and you're copying it thinking, oh, this is going to be it? You never know. So sometimes what I'll do, if I'm going to somebody who I'm checking out, you know, I really look up to, I'll delete cookies a few times, refresh, see if they're really testing like I think they are. Unless they got some really, really advanced, maybe IP session kind of stuff going on, deleting cookies and refreshing. If you see any noticeable changes or anything, like you do when you go to my Google Squeeze pages and stuff, then maybe they're not testing like they say, or maybe they're doing A-B split testing and you've already reached the landing page. Because generally with A-B split testing, you can have two different page names. So the user can be going to hearandplay.com/course, for example, hearandplay.com/course. But with A-B split testing, what might happen is once they hit course, it'll either redirect them to course one or course two. So if you're already at course one, you've been redirected through the main link. Well, if you refresh course one, you're not going to get any differences because it's only A-B split testing. You would have to go back to course and then see if you get redirected to a course two or something like that. So it can be a little tricky. With multivariate, you can stay on the same page. There isn't a sense of two different pages. All the elements are dynamically being tested and changed right on the spot on the page. That's why I like that. And then you can, you know, you can see. So don't always go copy or model after somebody thinking you're getting the best thing. That's just a little one of those little jewels inside, you know, because I know people are copying me and they think, wow, this must be the magic squeeze page. They may be getting one of those versions without the bullet points in the middle. That might be a bomb and I might have to, you know, it never beats my control. Here's some examples of the back end of it. If you're going to choose to use Google Website Optimizer for free. Notice my original in this particular experiment was getting 26%. And there's some other things here you can find out, like chance to beat original. This is its chance of beating the control. This is its chance of beating everything. Like this has the most chance of just sweeping the whole board, right? Its improvement from the original, 50% improvement, and then the actual physical conversion numbers of leads. Okay, now let me go back here. Oops. Now notice 26% conversion, but a new combination way up here. Look how different this is. 40% conversion almost, 50% improvement. This had 38, 36, 35. So practically everything I did, every new element I added beat the original. So that was great. And so 40% conversion now. Now it doesn't always, you don't always see green. I can show you an example here where the original is already 37%. This one is like killing it at 64%. And this is a new test, so it has some time to go. And, you know, and these will fall in where they need to be. But an improvement of 71% is not bad. 64%, 55%, 54%, 52%, 48%, 32%, 30%. This is right at the time of this screenshot, this is doing worse. So if you don't think testing works there, this is a wide difference from 64 to 30. You have to agree. So if this is a difference in more members joining your site, more people joining your mailing list, more people buying your product, do you see the power in 71% more going to you versus negative 19%? Some changes you may think they do better, but they actually are costing you money and you're wondering why sales are going down, but you don't remember. It's just that little thing you added that you thought was going to increase because it was the next big thing or some next big product or something a guru told you to put on, or maybe just something intuitively you thought would help. Unless you're testing and tracking your results, you don't know. So, you know, for example, my guitar, Hear and Play guitar. Let's see how this looks live. So we have pictures up here. Now, I'd have to go in the back end to see the current results. I don't know if these are working or not, but we have a version where the pictures are not here, so we can make sure. We have a headline here. This is the second headline because I know the first headline's a little longer. We have different bullet points. We have video clips. Now, this guy is a bad guitar player. Go to Hear and Play Guitar if you want to hear this guy. He tours with Teddy Riley and those guys. And then we have a call to action and stuff. Now, if I delete cookies and refresh, we should see a different version. Okay, let's see. Unless this test is already over. I don't know. Let's see. Delete cookies. Maybe this test is over. Yeah, this is the best combination, it looks like it. Because what happens is once you find a great combination, you can keep it until you're ready to run your next test. So maybe we're in between tests. Because generally, I know for a fact we tested without this being here. We had a different headline up here. I'm surprised this test is over. Maybe my team is moving on to a new test. But it has to be because I've refreshed too many times. So that's how you know if a test is pretty much live. So my Google Leads is live, obviously. But my Hear and Play Guitar, we're in between tests. Because we're constantly trying to beat ourselves. That's the only way to do it. Okay, I started when I was only getting 12% opt-in. Then it was 22%. Then you saw it go to 39%. These are as high as 64%, my Hear and Play Guitar stuff. So it's definitely powerful. And now we're going to talk about Google cross-channel tracking. In terms of Google Website Optimizer, go to Google, type in Google Website Optimizer, get an account. If you have an AdWords account, you automatically have Google Website Optimizer. There was a time when it was in beta, but it's not anymore. I think everybody can use it. Just kind of get used to it. Yes, in the beginning, go through their tutorials. What it amounts to is you're basically going to put some code on your site, or your webmaster can put code. You put code at the top in the header section. It's hidden. If you know what that means, you put code at the bottom right before the body. If you don't know what that means, don't worry about it. A programmer can do this easily in 5 minutes because I can do it. And then there's these separate tags. So basically, if you want to test your headline, you put this particular tag before the headline and after. If you want to test the, you know, you put these before and after in all your elements, and then Google does the rest of the work. You log into Google and then you make changes and stuff. So you need to be a little technical, but it's nothing huge. Now, what I'm going to talk about here is a lot easier. This is Google cross-channel tracking. And all this will tell you, if you're not doing any tracking, this will help you right away. And you can get this also from your AdWords account. But what this will tell you is just how many leads or how many actions have taken place. Basically, you come on, you tell Google what you're tracking. So if it's an email link, maybe you're sending out an email. You just want to know how many of those people turn into sales, or how many people click, or how many turn into leads, or whatever your action is. You tell Google, you know, I guess this really doesn't matter. I usually just click email. It doesn't matter. I mean, but I guess they want to know. You can pick Yahoo. So it's almost like they have their competitors in here because they want you to be tracking, you know, PPC, banner, email, and you can even just put other. But the idea is they're going to allow you to put the link you want it to go to. So let's just say you made a website, hearandplayzone.com or hearandplay.com/sign-up. That's not the link you're going to put in your email, though. You're going to tell Google that link, and then you're going to describe it. Let's say guitar promo. How many people click link number one in September 7th email? Because you can even have different links in your emails that you're sending out. I mean, you can really get deep in your testing. You can have the top link in your email be one tracking code, the middle link in your email be another, and the one at the end in the PS can be another, and you can measure the difference between maybe most people are clicking in the middle, and that like leaves you dumbfounded. But you didn't know that until you started testing. Why is it? Is it something you're saying there? Is it, you know, why? You know, or maybe most people are clicking at the end. Maybe you need to put your power statements down there. But you don't know unless you're tracking individually. And there's some programs out there these days that automatically take every single link in your email and create a unique tracking ID. But if not, you can use Google's free cross-channel tracking. You can use OneShotMeCart. AWeber does it. A lot of the services now have like a built-in kind of ad tracking system, which is cool. So at least you know how many are clicking, how many leads, even how many sales. How do you know the sales, Jermaine? Well, you put this tracking code on your thank you page. So if it's a lead, well, your thank you page is that page that says thank you for subscribing, or thank you for joining Hear and Play Zone, or thank you for getting on my mailing list. This code goes on that page. So if Google's, you know, giving you this link, you give your customers this link, which is going to be whatever link you put in. Notice, I typed sample guitar link, okay? The link Google gives you is sample guitar link with, you know, a little bit of code at the end. You know, it looks like a tracking code. If you want to, if you're advanced, you can put this in a redirect, and, you know, they don't even have to know that it is this long. It doesn't matter. It has your domain name here anyway. It's not like a one shopping cart or something that is not even related to you. It is humanplay.com or whatever that's going to be. And then some tracking behind it. Because you put this code on your thank you page when people buy your products, on your thank you page when people get into your mailing list, on your thank you page when people join your community or have your programmer do it, now you'll be in the game. And your tracking is complete. And you can see all your statistics. You can see how many people are clicking, how many are leads, you know, and you can use this also for your pay-per-click efforts, even though we don't talk much about that end of it in this particular course. But that's also a great way. So between Google Website Optimizer for really in-depth multivariate testing and Google cross-channel tracking from everything from testing how many people are clicking in emails to how many people are clicking on certain links on a particular website, because all it's doing is redirecting to where you want it to go anyway, but it's giving you all the information in between. So very helpful. And for it to only be a couple steps, come on, this takes 1 minute to do. So if you have three links in an email promo you're sending out or anything, a promo for people to join your community or whatnot, I mean, what harm is it to go through three times, put in the same destination, because all three of these links are probably going the same place. Just call this one guitar, you know, whatever promo number one link, number, and then the next one will be number two link. The next one will be number three. You'll just go through this process. You already have the tracking. You don't have to put the tracking three times because all three links, for example, depend on one tracking. So once you have that down, it doesn't matter. You get three different links, put these in your email, bam, now you have a full story. Very useful. So let's move on. Google Analytics. Now, like I said, Google has their stuff together because they give you the multivariate, they give you the simple cross-platform, and all of this kind of combines into Google Analytics as well. Uses similar kind of infrastructure, if you will. Now, with Google Analytics, you can measure how many visits. Now, this is free. I mean, really sharp graphics and overlays and, you know, everything you need in a statistical package you have in Google Analytics. Why is it free? I don't know. Google just wants to run the data of the world and know. I mean, they're getting information from our users anyway. They're seeing what people are doing at our site. So I guess it helps in one way or another. But with Google Analytics, I can measure visits, bounce rates, you know, how many people leave versus how many stay, how long they stay, where they leave, they exit my site, where they come into my site, how many pages they view, their average time on my site. Geographical information, I can see an overlay of where certain users are doing from certain areas of the world, traffic source, where they're coming from, whether they're new versus returning, and the percentage in that, languages they speak, their browsers, whether they're using Internet Explorer or Macintosh or Safari. I can see visitor loyalty. That's how many times they visit me. Like, you know, when visitors come, they visit at least 5 times before this month. You know, visitor recency, that's the last time they visit me. Has it been a day ago? Has it 5 days ago? Depth of visit, like how many pages they go, how deep they go. Referring sites, you know, sites that drive traffic to me. Keywords used in search engines, pay-per-click traffic. How many people convert if I have the conversion code on certain what you call goal pages, I guess, pages where you want people to visit. These are only pages they can get to unless they do a particular action like opt into a mailing list, buy a product, so conversions are tracked. I mean, it's a bunch of stuff there, and I mean, I can talk like 1 hour just on Google Analytics and showing you different things, and they have a lot of help. You know, they have their Conversion University, Common Questions, Reports. So really, when you go into AdWords, and if you don't have an account, you can get one. What is it, $25? Because really it's built off of their advertising system, but all these are in there so that I guess they figure if you're tracking and you know that your efforts with them are working, you're going to use them more and spend more money with their AdWords. I guess that's one benefit for them. But then in the back end, you have Google Analytics, you have Google Website Optimizer, and you have that cross channel tracking. So that's very important. Now, before Google had all this, because you got to realize Google came out with most of this the last couple of years. Multivariate testing definitely in the last year, maybe a little bit of months after, but it hasn't been that long. Before that, I've been using one shopping cart forever, to be exact, since 2002. So there's this basic, though. I mean, it's A-B split testing, but you can see how many clicks I've ran through certain campaigns. I mean, this campaign has gotten 2 million raw clicks, 2 million unique visitors. This has gotten, you know, 54,000. So I have, you know, different levels of testing I do. You know, this is a main kind of sales page. $220,000 worth of business. $100,000, $99,000, $52,000. So I really use it. One Shopping Cart called me. I talked to some of the key people there, and they say, man, you're one of the few people that use our cart to its extent. Not only do you customize and do things we don't even do, but you use every single component. And I do. I use their ad tracking. So you might come into this particular link, but the software will take you whatever direction, either to my A version or my B. Now, obviously, with multivariate testing, it's a little bit more advanced. But if I need a quick option, or even if I'm not doing multivariate or A-B split testing, however, what if I'm just wanting to know how many people click? I run it through their ad tracker, which I'll call AT, and then I'll go to the page they want to go. At least at this point, I know how many clicks from a particular email. I know how many leads. And then I know how many sales. Because One Shopping Cart is the same solution that handles my leads. It handles my sales. So if I'm using their ad tracker, I don't need any really additional conversion code or anything to put on the thank you page, because they know. They're the ones that handle my opt-in list. So if I'm using their ad tracker, that's why I get all this data, and it's so easy. I mean, we'll make an ad tracker 1 minute before sending out an email. It's very easy. You go new. You put in the destination. If I really want them to go to hearandplay.com/course, well, I put that as destination. Click create. It'll give me a link. I can either use that link raw, put in my email, or I can just make a redirect, like hearandplay.com/today's offer will redirect through One Shopping Cart, which will redirect to hearandplay.com/course. But now I got the full story. I got my unique clicks, my raw clicks, my leads, my conversion, my sell amount, my number sales, my click-through rate, and it's better to be in the know than to try to get something out really quickly. Okay, and here's just a visual idea of how it works. One link provided by One Shopping Cart goes two different ways. Website one called version A, website two called version B, and at the end of the day, which one does better? Is it this one? Is it this one? If this one does better, well, you get rid of this one, and then, or you can do a validation test where you do it again and make sure the results are still consistent, and then you go with this one, and then you replace this with something else. What else? What can beat this? And then you move from there. I also use a site called Crazy Egg. I've given you a little glimpse into this. Very cheap. What is it? $20 a month. It's a web. It's considered a web 2.0 application. But what it does differently. It doesn't do conversion. It doesn't do multivariate testing. They do one thing very well. It's all about clicks, where people click. Okay. And it measures that. It gives you a variety of graphical illustrations of where people click. This is a heat map. It dims the screen, and depending on how light, I guess how like energetic it is, whatnot, and you can hover over it and see the exact number, but it really tells you where people are clicking on your page. Why is this good? Well, navigation for your community, navigation for your site, certain links you don't think people are even clicking on. You know, people have a tendency to click on graphics that have no function. So, you know, things I started doing is putting alerts on graphics, alerts that pop up, you know, those little like window ping, you know, and then you press okay or cancel, where I'll say, you know, today we're running an offer. They're clicking on these graphics anyway. I might as well grab their attention. And this is stuff I wouldn't have known if I wasn't using Crazy Egg's click tracking services. So this is a heat map. They also give it to you in visual format. I had no idea that my frequently asked questions, I mean, people will scroll all the way to the bottom and click more on my frequently asked questions in this particular test, which we ran this for a few days, 3,000 visits, 1,100 clicks from those 3,000 visits. And I had no idea people were scrolling all the way down. People love frequently asked questions. I mean, they'll click on this a few times, but they'll click on these. And this is the visual aspect. And then I can click and I can see other things. This is called Confetti, a new thing that they released. And it tells me in these different colors, these are referrers. So it tells me who's clicking based on where they've been or where they came from. And then I can filter out, like, these orange ones, for example, may be Google. These are people that came from Google. So am I seeing a tendency, like, people from Google seem to be always clicking on these kinds of things? Well, then I can custom fit or tailor fit my Google ads to a certain destination page that matches the behavior of that person. Or maybe I have a particular JV partner, and it'll automatically tell me that, wow, all these people are coming from piano.com and they're all colored white. And then I can actually filter out all the other colors just to see the white ones. I can zoom in and do different things like that. But I think that's real interesting, not only to be able to see where people click, exactly where they click. See, these are different. These are really where they click. See, they're clicking on pictures, and this picture doesn't do anything when you click on it. Now, that does something, but it's just interesting what people click on and where they come from, and where they come from sort of suggesting what they will click on because a wide variety of them do. So that's crazy A right there. Asos Track is another tool I've been using for years, it seems like it. AT for short. Now, I use Asos Track primarily for my affiliate program. This is what does all the tracking. This is what tells me, you know, how much to pay all of my affiliates, my customer affiliates at the end of the month. It'll export it so I can bring it into Word and do all the statements, write the checks. I love it. But another way, I use it like we do with baking soda. You know, baking soda is originally, what was it, for cooking. Now we're using it for cleaning. We use it to keep our refrigerators smelling fresh. So it's almost like repurposing that product. Well, I repurpose Asos Track, and I use it to track various keywords on search engines. So I'll make every one of my keywords maybe, and now, see, this is what I did back in the day, but now it's so easy to do with Google and some of their tracking that you really don't have to do this anymore, but there are some other usages for this if you just need a really simple, quick, isolated way to do it. But I used to make all of my search terms affiliates. So piano lessons, if I'm going to bid 20 cents on that in the pay-per-click search engine, I want to know how many sales that one word is created and for how much exactly. Now, I don't have to pay them because it's like a kind of a self-tracked affiliate, but it'll appear with all the rest of my affiliates. And I'll do that on search engines, maybe an advertising campaign. I talked about this, I believe, in previous weeks. But if I was doing a campaign on a gospel site, I'd make them an affiliate. They don't even know they're affiliate because I'm paying them flat rate. But I'll use that same affiliate account to keep up with all of their totals. And then it also gave me proof in the future so that if I wanted to attract them as an affiliate, I already have data for them, if you will. Because it's like, hey, I made an affiliate account for you. You didn't even know. Here it is. Here's your data. I would have paid you $2,000, but hey, let me renew for $500. They're like, what? You know, I told this story, I believe, before. And then I'll use it for offline tracking as well because the Google multivariate, it works. It's great. But maybe if I just want something simpler, I just want to track. Maybe I'm not tracking individual elements on the page so as much as I just want to know that this person came from a flyer or a particular event we were at, and this is how many sales it resulted in or how many leads it resulted in. I'm not really optimizing the page. I just need to know where they came from. I can set up an easy account in Asos Track really quick, put the name of the venue in there, go get an $8 domain name at GoDaddy, redirect it through my Asos Track affiliate ID. And the domain name might be like, you know, hearandplayevents.com or livepianolessons.com. It'll redirect through my Asos Track ID, just like if I was a normal affiliate, then that would go to my sales page. And then I can say specifically how much that event brought in month after month. And then lastly, I use for live tracking Timpani. And I like Timpani because it'll tell you how many people are currently at your site, like right now, how many pages they've been to. If they're a returning visitor, what specific pages? Heck, you can even see their screen if you click on page viewer down here. It's pretty crazy. Now, look at this example. This particular person, this is every row is a new person. So he's been to 70 or her, been to 70 pages. They're using Microsoft Internet Explorer 7.0. I can see every specific page they've been to. I mean, I can even chat with them because that's what Timpani and live person is really known for, chatting. But I use it sometimes just to monitor or have somebody sit here and monitor where people are going, where they're leaving. But it's more of a live thing. I can engage users. In fact, I won't engage anybody online right now, but I will kind of show you an example. Now, it's about 8:23 p.m. and I don't know if this is going to work. Let me see though. Okay, it looks like it's behind there. I'm going to see if I can make this work here. Okay, here it is. 83 people at my site right now. This is how many tickets we have waiting for my customer support in the morning. But look, I can see all the pages they're on. I can see how many pages they view. You know, 79 pages, whoever this person is. They're on Firefox. And I can see what page they're on. See, generally people in my... you know, in my community, they're viewing a lot of pages because it's natural to view that many pages. Look at, mostly all of my traffic is Internet Explorer, Firefox, a few are from Netscape. What pages they're currently on, we're releasing a Jazz product right now, so a lot of them are at our Jazz page, you know, and specifically how many are at the site, how long they've been at the site. These people have been for over an hour, 40 minutes, these people, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 27 minutes, 15 minutes. So people say, you know, most are leaving your site in 30 seconds. That is true. But the ones that do stay past 30 seconds on my site, they stay. If they coming, they are coming. Right. And then, of course, we have our ones that these will add up. It'll tell me when they leave. I can go to one particular person. I can go to this 79. I can look at all the pages that they've been to. Just looks like they're going to a lot of different people's pages on the zone. I can even view the page they're currently looking at. It's kind of weird. Let's see if this will load for us. But it's called Page Viewer, and it'll take a moment, but I can see the page that they're at. See, they're at this person's page right now. Heck, I can even take control of their screen. There's one of the customer affiliates, right? Customer affiliate. And I can see, you know, maybe they just posted. Maybe that's why they've been to so many pages. Maybe they're a customer affiliate. I don't know. I can see their IP address. A lot of different things for live tracking. Now, I can engage them. I can click this person, right-click on them, click engage or invite to a conversation. We can actually close a sale if I were a live rep. And so this particular person's at my Jazz site. Thus, you see that in the page viewer. So I just wanted to kind of show you that. You never know. I know everything people are doing at my site. I mean, you can get really nosy if you really wanted to, but that's against privacy policies and stuff. But with Live Tracker, timpani.com, not only does it allow me to track live visitors, I can chat with them, but it also handles my emails, which you saw that little ticket button. So it's my email, it's my customer support, it's my live chat, it's my monitoring and tracking all in one place. Tells me if the person's been back, you know, their ticket ID versus their last visit, if they've submitted a ticket and are at my site currently, it'll show that. It'll keep up with their history by their email address, a log, phone log. It's great. And I don't get commissioned by talking about all these services, but these are the independent tracking services that make my business possible, if that makes sense. So that's all my tracking. That's all my testing. Next, we'll move on to ways to monetize your community.